Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Chof Vav in Tanis. Start the new perek. The last perek. This last perek has got this. Today's daf is basically one long mishnah. The last mishnah, the only mishnah in the fourth perek, and the last mishnah in the Masechet. On three different occasions during the year, do the Kohanim duchen. And we'll see what that means. Up to, I'm going to say it now, up to. It doesn't really, Mishnah doesn't say that, but that's really the meaning. Up to Arba Pam Yom, up to four times during the day. What does that mean? Shachris, Musaf, how do you have more? Normally in the normally day, we obviously don't duchen at night, Mara, but during the tefillos during the day, we have Shachris, Musaf. When you have a Musaf, let's say Yom Kippur, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah Sharm. Ne'ilah Sharm will discuss that Ne'ilah Sharm from the Shemayim or Ne'ilah Sharm based in Mikdash. But Ne'ilah, what we call Ne'ilah, you could duchen four times a day. Now, Lamaisa, do we duchen four times a day? Lamaisa, we don't duchen any time four times a day, because even on Yom Kippur, when we duchen Shachris and Musaf and Ne'ilah, right? Ne'ilah, not Mincha, right? So we'll see, we'll talk about that. But this opinion says up to four times. Now, but you say on three different occasions, you could do up to four times. What are the three occasions? B'taniyot, on a Tanis, Ma'amados, is also when the people stood in, that we'll call those the supporters of the karbonos. And as the people would daven and say tefillas, and they would lane, took place during the bringing of the karbonos. So when there was a day, and the people were fasting during this time, so either tanis, a regular fast, mamados, where the people were fasting and supporting the karbonos, of Yom Kippurim, those are the three occasions. The Shloshah Parakim, on those three occasions, as we'll see, up to four, because in Yom Kippur you can have four times. Obviously, the other days, Tanis and Mamoras, doesn't make sense to say four times because you don't have Musaf on those days. What are the Mamoras? The Pasuk says, when you bring a carbon tomid, you should bring my carbon tomid everybody. Everybody has to bring the carbon tomid. Now, how many people can bring the carbon tomid? There's only one tomid for the whole Tzibur. 6 million, 8 million, 15 million, 20 million Jews, they're all bringing one carbon. So how does it? He's not standing there. I'll go. He's not standing there. It's your carbon. How can you do it? You're not. There's only one guy bringing the carbon, or a series of Kohanim, or aiding him, and the Levim singing the Shirim. But that's all. That's all. You know, a finite group of people. How can everybody in Haifa and all over the world be yotzi with that carbon? Iskinu. So obviously they're representatives for the rest of Israel. But how can you be not partaking? So iskinu v'yim shonim. So Shmuel Hanavi and David Amelech were mitaken that there should be 24 esrim avir mishmaros, like we've had many times before. There are 24 different shifts of the Kohanim, which basically serve twice a year. They serve for a week. And, you know, with a bit different base of that day, but they were on call 2 weeks a year. I'll call Mishmer Mishmer, and each and every Mishmer, Haya Imam of Yerushalayim, there was a group of standing people, support. We'll call them supporting people in Yerushalayim, the supporting cast of Shel Kohanim Levim of Yisrael, all the three denominations of Jews, Kohanim Levim of Yisrael. And they were there, and we'll see what they did. They did tefillos, they were there. Not only that, he is my Mishmer, also Kohanim Levim of Yisrael, Yerushalayim, when the time of the Mishmer came. In other words, when it was your shift, twice a year, for your group to come to Kohanim Levim Israel to work that week. In other words, not only the Kohanim had a Mishmer, but the Levim and Olam and the Israelim also had a Mishmer that week. Not only were they were those who were involved in there 2 weeks a year, a week, let's say, every 6 months, not only were they involved, but Yisrael Shabbos and Mishmer, Miskansen La'areim, the Yisrael, in other words, the same group corresponding to the group of Israelim who were in the Beis Hamikdash saying the Tfilas, there was also a corresponding group throughout all the communities of Israel around the world. So that's Saran, but Karm Vice Abrasions, or at least let's say in Eretz Israel, I don't think they're the Chutzlards. In Eretz Israel, Ma? Shuvah Mugbelet. Your group, that's right. In other words, your family worked corresponding to the Yisraelim in Yerushalayim. You, let's say you had family in Haifa, so you also did that week. The week that your family was assigned.
Kol HaChaim.
Kozman Jei Karbonot. Nachon. Kol HaChaim. It could be that once they were over the age of 60 when they couldn't do the Avodah, so maybe they did. But I mean, basically, they were on call all the time. And there was no, other than age being a limit or infirmity, they weren't capable or whatever, but otherwise they all had to do it. So they would go into their cities, become Ma'aseh Bereishis. They would read the Psukim and the Chumash of Ma'aseh Bereishis, right, to show the power of Hashem. So Karma Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Yerushalmi takes out the parentheses, but we might as well say, V'anshe Mamar Yimasad. The people of the Ma'amid of that week, they would fast. Arba yom b'shavua, 4 days in the week, from miyom beis ad yom chishev, Monday through Thursday inclusive. V'loy masan erev shas, they didn't fast on Friday, and they covered a Shabbos. V'leachar b'shabbos, k'dei shal yetzim b'menucha ba'oneg, v'yigiv etanis v'yamusu. If you go from a full fast and then full meals, and you're full, and then you stop in fasting, it's not healthy for the body. You got to do things slowly. Anyway, that's what they did. That's what the mamet. Now, what? Now, and as we said, each one worked for a week. So, and during that week, it's not clear whether each one did like a base av, where they only actually served in the base of that day. Maybe they split it up, or maybe different people of the mishmar, or maybe the people, all the people of the mamet did it each day. But and what they did was, on the first day, on Sunday, They would do like we read laying in the Torah, the short version. You know, we lay like on a Monday or a Thursday or Friday or Shabbos and Mincha. We lay in a few psukim. You have to have three psukim for each person who lay in, so you have nine psukim. So the first day they did Bereishis and Vayirakiyah, the first two paragraphs in Bereishis. Bereishis is he's going to explain in a minute why two, because you needed at least nine psukim. So together these usually yielded 10, 11, 12 psukim. B'sheni, the second day, Yirakiyah, v'kavu mayim, the second and third paragraphs. B'shlishi, on Tuesday, v'kavu mayim v'hima oros, the third and fourth. B'ravi, they did the fourth and the fifth, v'hima oros v'yishritzu mayim. This is all at the beginning of Bereishis. B'chamisha, the fifth day, yishritzu mayim v'totzei oros, the fifth and sixth paragraphs, corresponding to the fifth and sixth days of the creation. B'shishi, on the sixth day, v'totzei oros, that's the sixth one, v'chulish mayim, which is the seventh one. So that's what they did in those 6 days. Parsha Gedola, a longer Parsha, Koronos B'Shnayim. In other words, if it was a longer Parsha, they would divide it up into two. A longer Parsha could mean five or six psukim. If let's say one pasuk, let's say one Parsha was five, and the other one was four, so the one that was five, they would divide it up into two. Maybe they would repeat one pasuk like we do on Rosh Chodesh, so each guy gets at least three. If the paragraphs were five and six psukim, then the five was the smaller one that would be read by one person, and the six psukim would be divided into two equal ones of three. So Pashuk Gedol Kriya Mishnayim Vaktana, the smaller one be Yochad. B'Shachris Musim Mincha, Shachris Mincha. Now we said Shachris Musim Mincha Nichnasim. They would go in the Karn Al Piyim and they would read Baal Peh. We'll see what this means, because they said you read the Mashma right in the Torah, and the other hand you say Krav Al Peh. Kekorin Shema, like read Kriya Shema, read it Al Peh. But notice it's Pshachas Musaf Mincha. By Ne'ila, they didn't have the Ma'amad. In other words, we talked about the beginning of the parah, the beginning of the Mishnah talked about when they duchim, right? But the Ma'amad, on the day of the Ma'amad, they didn't read these psukim at an ila time, only Shachris Musaf Mincha. Erev Shabbos, Mincha Loi, Nechnasim, Mikav Shabbos. Again, they took too long time, so they didn't do it Mincha time. Now, this Ma'amad, right, was not always. They didn't always have time for the Ma'amad and the psukim, etc. So, Kol in Yerushalayim, Kol Yom Shiesh Bo Halal, if the day that they had Halal, which was when? Halal, and we'll see, with no Musaf. So Tosfos Rashi points out that's only on Chanukah. When do you have Halal with no Musaf? Chanukah. So Ein Mamed B'Shachris. There was no Mamed because so much time taken with the Halal, so they didn't have time for the Mamed. If it was a Karban Musaf, Ein B'Ne'ila. So then there was no Mamed Ne'ila, because the Karban Musaf, which invited at least two animals as opposed to the Tumim, which is only one, took too much time, the preparation, so they didn't have time, and that stretched all the way into Ne'ila. What about Mincha? Wasn't that in between? We'll talk about that in a second. So Karban Mincha Ein B'Ne'ila. Karban Eitzim, if they brought Eitzim, now Eitzim was, what do you mean by Eitzim? There were certain families that were designated because they had done good deeds to bring Eitzim certain times of the year, as we'll describe. So those Eitzim, it could be interpreted as being the Eitzim themselves was being makir of the Eitzim. That's not really a carbon, just donating and bringing near the Eitzim. Rashi learns that when they brought the carbon Eitzim, they also brought a carbon Ola as an Adava. That's what he means by the carbon Eitzim. Accompanying the Eitzim, they brought a carbon Adava. So when they brought the carbon Eitzim, Ein B'Mincha, they didn't have Ma'am Mincha. In other words, when they had extra activities, like Hallel in the morning, or an extra, or Musaf on a certain day, like a day when there was Musaf, they didn't do a Ma'am. But when there's carbon Eitzim, also they didn't do a Ma'am Mincha. Time. It's just enough time. It was just too much going on. There was enough time to do it. Now, let's say in Haifa, they would have had time, but presumably they did in Haifa what they did corresponding to Yerushalayim. So if they didn't have Ma'amid, let's say at Mincha, because they were busy with carbon eights from Yerushalayim, they probably didn't have the Ma'amid in Haifa either. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Oh, so we'll see. We'll see in a case of Rosh Chodesh. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, you didn't have it anyway.
Let's say it came out in base. Let's say the day Beth.
Yeah.
It came out of Beth or Gil in a month. How would you know?
When it came out, when?
If it came out of Beth Tammuz, just to throw
it out.
How would they know in Haifa it was going to come out? How did they know it was a Chodesh to
Ubar? Oh, if they didn't know. So if they didn't know, worst comes worst, they didn't say the Pesukim. But in most of those days, they didn't have the Ma'amid anyway. We'll see on the days of Rosh Chodesh, they didn't have it anyway. Then Rabbi Kiva, so Amalo Ben Azai said to him, Kachayu B'shul Shana. B'shul learned it differently. Carbon Musaf, if there's carbon Musaf, ain't the Mincha. The thing following Musaf is Mincha. So if you have a carbon Musaf, what you don't have a Ma'amid at Mincha, because Mincha is the thing following that. In other words, if you're talking about a time issue and you're busy with the carbon Musaf, where don't you have time to do the Ma'amid at Mincha? Carbon Eitzim, they brought a carbon Eitzim, aimed at Ela. They ate some, went, it took the whole afternoon, then they didn't have time to do an Ela. Chazar Rekiva Leo Sharna Kabanazi. And eventually Rekiva also reverted, and he followed what Ranazai said, that the name of Yeshua, that if they brought a carbon Musaf that day, there was no Ma'amid at Mincha, and if they brought a carbon Eitzim, there was no Ma'amid at Nila. Zman Atzikohanim Ba'am, what is the times when they brought the Eitzim? What were they? When the Kohanim and the people would bring the Eitzim? So Tisha, there were nine different periods of the year. Bech Nissan, in the first Nissan, the Gemara will describe all these things. B'nai Aruch Ben Yehuda, that was the family of Aruch Ben Yehuda. B'Esra Matamas B'nai David, from David HaMelech, Ben Yehuda, he was from the tribe of Yehuda. B'chamish Asarba B'nai Parish Ben Yehuda, that was the third one. Remember his name, we'll come back to him. B'Shivabo, on the seventh day of Av, B'nai Yonar of Ben Rachav. These were all things that they were Zocha, because of various things that they did. They were Zocha to bring the Eitzim. Basar Bo B'nai Sana Ben Yamin. B'chamish Asar Bo, on the 15th day, B'nai Zesu or Zasa Ben Yehuda. V'imam, and with them, Karnam Levim. Karnam Levim would also bring with them. B'chamish Shetavish, if the person didn't know what Shevet he was from, they could bring on that day. Also, B'nai Gomvi Eli, U'B'nai Kotzek Tzias. We'll talk about what this. Those aren't names. Those are things that they did. These are people who were Zocha because they helped bring up the Karbanos surreptitiously when they were prohibited to do so. So there was Zocha to bring the Eitz. And those exact words, when they go in Ve'eli, like they stool through with what they were holding on their shoulders and the people cut things down. We'll see what that means. It's all described in a story in the Gemara. Be'esrmel, on the 20th day of Av, B'nei Pachas Moab, that was his name, Ben Yehuda. Be'esrmel, the 20th fell, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda, like Adin Steinsalt, that's the name, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda. Be'echa B'tevis, the beginning, the first day of Tevis, Shavu B'nei Parish Shnia. B'nei Parish was the third one, brought it a second time. Be'echa B'tevis, Lo Yimab, on the first day of Tom of Tevis. So those were all the various dates. And Be'echa B'tevis, Lo Yimab, there was no Mamad at all. Why? Because Tevis was, the first of Tevis was also Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh and was also Chanukah. So Hashayu Bo'halo, there was Halo. And the carbon musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh, the carbon Eitzim, there was a carbon Eitzim. So therefore, all the Ma'amads, Halal knocked off the Ma'amad of Shacharis, the carbon musaf knocked off the Ma'amad of Mincha, and the carbon Eitzim knocked off the Ma'amad of Ne'ila. So there was no Ma'amad at all there, or the carbon Eitzim knocked off the Ma'amad of Mincha. According to Rabbi Yeshua, carbon musaf aimed at Mincha, carbon Eitzim aimed at Ne'ila. It's mashma that there was, otherwise there could have been Ma'amad at Ne'ila. Before we said that B'shachar's Musaf Mincha and Nechtas Mekorn Alpiyam, it's mashma that at Ne'ila they didn't read the Psukim, at least. They didn't read from the Torah, they didn't read at Ne'ila. But a Ma'amad there could have been. There could have been a Ma'amad. They could have said other, they could have davened a long time, alongside. So he says when there was a Karban Eitzim, there was no Ne'ila there. Five terrible things happened to our family, to our ancestors on Shivasa B'tamas, which is coming up next week. Mechamisha B'tisha, and five things happen in Tisha. Shivasa B'tamas on the 17th day of Tammuz, Nishbara Luchos, the Luchos were broken, were smashed. Ubatala Tamid, and the Tamid was the Gzeirah Malchus was that we couldn't bring a Tamid anymore. Vufka Yir, the city of Yerushalayim was breached. The Sefer Apostumus Esatori burnt the Torah. The Hemetzel Meichel, and he put an idol in the Heichel. That was all on the Shavasa B'tamas. B'tishabav, that's what we fast. B'tishabav, Nigzer, Al-Vasein, Shalei, Kunzler, Eretz Yisrael. That was the door of the Midbar was decreed that they should not be able to come in Eretz Yisrael for the sin of the spies. B'chara B'ayis, Rishon, Rishniya, and both Beis Hamikdash were destroyed that day. V'nilkuta Beitar, and Beitar was captured. Let's say V'nich Sheir, and the city was plowed up on Tisha B'Av. And other calamities, unfortunately, throughout the generations, this is time of the Mishnah said this, but other calamities have also happened on Tisha B'Av throughout the generations. Mishinichnas Av, Mamatan Simcha. When Av starts, we do less Simcha to show our mourning. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av Elias B'Tocha, also Masap and Lachamas, we don't take haircuts or wash. If Tisha B'Av came out on Friday, which it doesn't come out today, But if Tisha B'Av in those days could come out on Friday, then on Thursday you were allowed to wash from a Kavod Shabbos because you couldn't wash on Friday. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yachal adam shnei tefshin, you shouldn't eat two tafshilin, even of foods that you may eat, because the next line says lo yachal basal ishtayayin, you can't eat meat or drink wine, but of the foods that you may eat, Rashi says meat, but he means like in the side of your points, like salted meat, certain meats that you could eat, beef jerky or whatever, if you can, you can't have two together, because that's also a sign of simcha. Shingul yalomer, Yeshana. Whatever you do, you should change your menu on that day, Erev Tisha B'Av. Abiram Machaya B'Kviyas Miti, he says even on Erev Tisha B'Av you have to put the bed down, don't sleep on a bed regularly. V'lo l'chacham v'chacham said on Erev Tisha B'Av you're allowed to, only on Tisha B'Av you can't. I'm Shimon Leo. Lo Yom Tov Yisrael Chamisha B'Azor V'Yom Kippur. The days of the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, there were not days as happy as those days. Shebehem B'Roz Yisrael Yotzes B'Klei Lov, and they would go out in white garments, Sheulin, the famous thing, they would go out with borrowed garments, even the wealthy borrowed garments, did not to embarrass the poor ones. They all borrowed white garments, Lo Yivashas Mishein Lo. And the Cholakam Tunafil, because they were all exchanging garments, and you don't know how makbid this girl was with Nida, etc., all the garments were first immersed in the mikveh. Ubenos Shalom Yotzes, and they would go out, the Cholos Bekarmen, they would dance in the vineyards. Mayim, what do they say? Bachar, young man, son, lift your eyes, or a matar bach, look very carefully what you choose. I'll teach Necha Benoit, don't just look at beauty. Tenecha Mishpacha, look at the family, that's what's important. Sheker Achim Hevel Yofi, false is grace and beauty is nothing. Isha Yiras Hashem Yisal, the one who should be praised, the one who is God-fearing. V'omer, Pasuk says, Tnulam Priyadeh, the end of that, it's initially said in the same of Eishas Chayas, is Tnulam Priyadeh, give her from the fruits of her hands, V'halu V'ashar Maaseh, she should be praised in the gates. What should praise her? Her Maasim, not her beauty. V'cheinu Omer, Tzenu Reinu B'nosiyom, Gualdum Ziyam Be'alch Shlomo, the Melech Shah Shalom Shul, that's when he's Ba'atara, because he wrote that Shirashim, but it's when Melech Shah Ba'atara Shitlo Imo, when look at the crown that his mother made for him, B'yom Chasinus, on the day of his marriage, of Yom Simcha Shliva, the day of his happiness, B'yom Chasinus was at Matan Torah. That was Matan Torah, and that's why we say here on Yom Kippur, you know, we think of Yom Kippur as we dress white on Yom Kippur, not only for that, but also for this, for the girls dressing white. We think of it on Chamisha Asavav, today they call it the Day of Love or whatever, the Chamisha Asavav, but it's also Yom Kippur. Yom And also Rashi says the day we got married, Zeh Matan Torah, which was on Yom Kippur. The Luchos Shniyos were given on Yom Kippur. Uviyom Simcha Shlibo, in the day of his heart, Zeh Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that's the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Rashi here also says, Zeh Matan Torah, Yom Kippur, Shnosno, Luchos, and say, what is Binyan Beis Hamikdash? They say that the Bar Tanura says that the Yom of the Chinuch, the Yom of the Chanukah Savayis, was also on Yom Kippur. And then, according to this, Sheyibar Bein Mermena means the next Beis Hamikdash. Others say that no, Sheyibar Bein Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash which will be built, that when the Mishnah says, V'yom Shem Mislima means that the day that we will happen in the future, not the day in the past. B'shalash Yiprokim, B'shana Kohen Nosom Kebem, Taniyos Omeros Meikim Mosom. What do you mean? On three occasions in the year, did they duchen four times? There's no duchening on Tanis and Mamed at Musaf, because there is no Musaf. So what do you mean? How could there be four times? So Chesur Mefson, mission is missing. It's something like Vachitani. B'shalosh Yiprokim Kohen and Nosim Skapeim. On three times a year, the Kohen Duchen calls me. Whenever you say Shemin Esrei, the Kohen Duchen. V'yesh Mehen, and on it's possible among those occasions, there's one occasion, which is Yom Kippur, Arba Pom Yom, turns out four times a day, which is Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Nilas Sharm. The other days, like Tanios and Mamoros, you have three times Shachris, Mincha, and Ni'ilo. They learn Shosh Prakam. What are the three times occasions a year? Tanios and Mamoros, Yom Kippur. Amram Nachman Ravua, Zidver Meir. That's your mayor who says that your total, what's your max, what's the total possible times that you're Kohen Kedukhan? Four times on Yom Kippur. Shachris, Mincha, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Avachomram, Shachris, and Musaf, Yesh, Ben, Nesias, Kapayim. We only duchen in the morning, Shachris, and Musaf. Mincha, Ne'ilah, Ein, Ben, Nesias, Kapayim. What about us? We duchen on Yom Kippur also at Ne'ilah, right? Man, Chacham, who's the Chom Rav Yudah? The Tanya Shachris, usually the Bar Plut of Meir's Rav Yudah. Machlokas for Meir and Rav Yudah, usually Pasuk Rav Yudah, if those are the only two disputants, the Tanya. Shachris, and Musaf, Mincha Ne'ilah, Kun Yesh Mursiyas Kapayim, different Meir, that's our Meir sheet, like we saw in our Mishnah. Rav Yudah, Omer, Shachris and Musaf, Yesh Mursiyas Kapayim, only Shachris and Musaf, Mincha Ne'ilah, Ein Mursiyas Kapayim, there's no Mincha. Rav Yossi, Omer, look at Rav Yossi, that's what we do. Ne'ilah, Yesh Mursiyas Kapayim, Mincha Ein Mursiyas Kapayim. Michael, what's a machlok? It's Michael Mithgi. Rav Meir Sover, call you a time, Milo Parshi, why don't the Kohenim duchen Mincha all year on Mincha? Because they're shikr, it's right after they eat. you eat, you have your meal, and then you dav, and you mincha, they're shikr, so you don't duchen then. It's also for the Kohanim to duchen when they're shikr. Ha'inna leka shikrs, but at this time, on the fast, there's no shikrs because people are fasting. Therefore, there's no problem, and therefore you duchen at mincha also. But you do suffer, shachrs umusif, to call yuma lo shkiyach shikrs, all year round, shachrs umusif, where all year round there's no shikrs. So it goes to Rabbanu, therefore you should, there's no reason to make exera, and you could duchen on shachrs umusif on tanis, just like you do all year round. Minchanil, the chol yuma shkiyach shikrs, minchanil, which all other days of the year you could be shikr, therefore goes to Rabbanu, the Rabbanu, even on a tanis, like Yom Kippur or a regular tanis, when you're still fasting, but since all year round we don't do kashikhs, therefore mincha and nila, we also don't Rabbi Yossi suffer mincha disa b'chol yuma, mincha which happens every day, and you might be shikin gozer rabbanan nila the less b'chol yuma, nila is only on a tanis, but gozer rabbanan there was no need for the xer, and that's what we do. Amar Rabbi Yuda, Amar Rava, loch gremeir. So Rabbi Yuda says loch gremeir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar nagu am gremeir. The nagu am means that they did that way. Rava Amar minig. What's minig gremeir? So mandam malach gremeir, that means that shino pigri. You paskin publicly that's halacha. Mandam or minig, minders lo d'ashino riyah marina. You don't darshan in public, but that's the minig. That you, if people ask you, you tell them that's the minig, that's what we paskin like him. Mandam or nagu means that they did it, but there was never such a psak. Or riyah marina, we don't even paskin. V'yavid of it, if he did it, he did it for lo marina. We don't tell him, we don't revert and tell him he did it wrong. That means that if you're good, if they happen to duchen it all four times on Yom Kippur, you know, you don't make a big fuss about it. That was all the opinions who hold that it's that either halach is like Rav Meir or the minig is like Rav Meir or no go on. But Rav Nachman Amar halach Rav Yossi and halach Rav Yossi, which is what he but halach Rav and the Gemara paskins halach Rav Yossi. Va'idna my time of parsha going to midai mincha so the times. So why, if that's the case, if everybody's if Rav Yossi is you don't duchen at mincha, why do we duchen at mincha today, a regular mincha of a tanis, we do, and mincha of a tanis, we do duchen, if you do it towards the evening. Since we do it when? At mincha, we do it right before Maariv, ketfil snimitz, therefore it's night ila. In other words, they're no longer, it's not like regular mincha. Mincha all year, used to have mincha gedolas, it was right after the 8th, they were shikr. But since the mincha that we do on a tanis today, they do it like Nila towards the evening. Most of us daven mincha at that time also. But apparently at the time of the Gemara, regular mincha all year round, they daven like mincha gedola. Mincha on a tanis they did at the time of Nila. Therefore, it's like Nila, and therefore we duchen. And that's the minute that we have in Eretz Yisrael today. It feels Nila dami. The Kulam, everybody agrees that shikr also but his climb. Why can't the shikr, you know, he's not doing the avoda. Why can't he? Huh? They duchen their mincha time. Yeah, if not if mincha gedola. You see, the minute that they have here today is just like you see in the Gemara. Mincha gedol they don't, because that's like mincha. But if towards the evening they do, why can't you duchen if you're shikr? Both in Naso, this parsha of Nazar can't drink wine, and the parsha of Kohen, the parsha of Kohen in duchening. Why is it near Nazar? My Nazar also beyond, just like a Nazar can't drink wine. I've called Mabarak, a Kohen who's blessing, who's doing duchening, also beyond. Maskel Avuder of Zera, the father of Zera, asked, Barmila Oshia, Barzavia. Some say that Oshia Barzavia asked the question, Ima Nazar also Bechartzen, if that's the case, a Nazar can't even have a grape skin, like the outside of the grape, the skin or the shell of the grape is also. So maybe a Kohen can't do that. Av Kohen Baruch also shouldn't have that, and that's not the case. Maybe he should also be also in a chartzan. Just like a person who serves in the base of Mikdash, he's serving the base of Mikdash Kohen, he can have his mutter b'chartzan. He can't be drunk. It says yain v'sheicher al teish, right? He can be shesuya yain is also. But if he just has a chartzan, he's allowed to. Afkoim baruch mutar b'chartzan. So if that's the case, imam mishores balmum. If you're comparing him to a mishores, so what if you say imam mishores balmum lo? Just like a mishores cannot be a kohen doing the avodah, cannot be a person who's blemished, permanent blemish. Afkoim baruch also balmum lo. And we say, no, that's not the case. A kohen rachmal son is a balmum could still duchen. The answer is he's a nazir. He's like a nazir. A nazir could be a nazir even a balmum. So my chazus the machshas lekula akhs the chumra. Why do you say that when it comes to what? When it comes to being a balmum, he's like a nazir. He could be a kohen who duchens is like a nazir. He could be a balmum, right? But when it comes to being shikr, right? When it comes to being shikur, you and when it comes to eating a chartzan, eating a skin of a grape, you say he's like a kohen who serves. Why don't you say the other way around? Say he can't eat a chartzan like a nazir, right? That he can't eat a chartzan like a nazir. And what? And when it comes to serving, he shouldn't be able to serve like a kohen who's a bal mum. He shouldn't be able to duch him. The answer is asmachtanin. The whole thing is only drabbanan. This is not. There's no pasuk really says, which really says that a kohen who's shikur cannot duchen. He says a kohen who serves in the base of mikdash cannot be shikur, but a kohen who duchens could be shikur. So it's only drabbanan, and there was samachan on the pasuk. Asmachtanin drabbanan. Well, cool. Therefore, we go lekula. So therefore, we say that when it comes to being a bal mum, he's not like a kohen of masharis. He's like a nazir who could be a bal mum. And when it comes to eating a chartzon, he's not like a nazir, he's like a kohen serving the base mikdash who could eat a chartzon. Therefore, it's also for him, the rabbi said he shouldn't be a shikur, but he could eat a grape skin, and he could be a bal mum. We'll pick it up tomorrow at 5:30.